Okay, she's asking if Matt... What's happening is Matt's at Woods Hole. Amy's on the ship.
And he's
so it's going through Matt's area to us. So Matt's sort of part of the process as an engineer. Is Kate awake yet?
Yes, Kate is awake. Would you like to say hello?
Yes!
Yes! Okay, here she is.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm awake. I had French toast. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is everybody there?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I had French toast and sausage for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We took water samples yesterday. Well, actually, one of the graduate students on board took some water samples yesterday.
Did you check?
So we're beach. Say that again?
Did you do any tests with that water sample that you took?
Not yet, but we can tell you. We'll be reporting to you probably tomorrow or later today some data, okay?
So for the salinity experiment, we came up with the data that we need you to collect.
Okay. Maybe you can send me an email with that.
Send her an email.
What did you...
It's the temperature of the air...
The temperature of the air.
The weather. If there are any icebergs around.
Oh, if we've seen any icebergs, okay.
And
not yet. We're off the coast. Yeah. We're off the coast of Nova Scotia. No icebergs.
Canada already?
Lucky people.
Yeah, Canada already.
And the depth of the measurement.
Okay, and the depth that the water measurement was taken at?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if David can tell us that. He'll, how deep was the water? Yeah. They're very concerned about depth of the water. Like I said, that was a biggie. We'll find that out.
Okay, because we talked
about
conditions that affect salinity, so that's how they came up with these. They would hope to get
the... Oh, great. Those are perfect.
Yes. Okay?
Okay, Joe.
Okay.
So conditions that affect salinity.
And, yeah, so the measurement, you know, what conditions were the measurement taken under, if you have that information?
Yes, we do. We can.
Okay.
We do.
Cool.
Except for the depth. We'll have to get the depth today.
Okay.
Yay!
Cool. And that's possible?
It's possible, yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We have, do you want to talk to Amy again?
Yeah.
For a couple of minutes, I want to take a picture of Amy talking to you, okay?
Okay.
Yes, one more thing is, I'll tell you, yes, say that again?
You and your pictures.
The pictures?
I'm going to take pictures, yeah.
You love your pictures.
Oh, good. I'm still learning to use the camera. What are we going to do with the information that we collect? Well, some of it will tell Amy if there's an eddy nearby. That makes sense?
Yeah.
But you can ask Amy that question. That's a good one. And also, okay. Here she is.
Bye, Kate.
Bye.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Amy.
How many students are there?
Four.
This
is Katie.
Four. Oh, great.
Katie, Corey, Samantha Wiley, and John. Me.
Okay. Great. Hi.
Hi.
I heard you have some questions.
Yes. What is the goal of, like, what are you going to do with the information you collect from the experiment?
Okay, the main information we're collecting, or what the main purpose of this crew cruise, really, is to put down the mooring, the deep sea mooring that will have instruments on it, and we'll also have the floats on it that are going to drift with the eddies. And with that information, we're going to learn more about the eddies and how warm they are, where they go, how much they cool off with time, because the air is going to cool off the eddies, that kind of information.
Okay, cool.
What about the batteries in these floats that have to go out and obviously record this data? How do they make those batteries last 2 years?
Yeah, well, you know, how long does a battery in a flashlight last?
Not long.
Quite a while. The instruments, the floats themselves are designed to use very little power. They use, you know, you've heard of amps, right? Amps is a measure of current, of electrical current. These instruments use microamps. Maybe you guys can figure out what one microamp is.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Did I hear someone say a thousandth of an amp?
Yes.
Yeah, right answer. Good. So they use very, very little electrical power, and so the batteries can last a long time.
Amazing.
That is cool.
Now,
can they make those water power at all?
Do they use water power?
Yeah.
What do you mean by water power?